Hi, this is Barry Kahn. I think it's time for our podcast, but I have to check with the boss to make sure. Ollie, is it time for the podcast? What'd you say? What'd you say? Okay, let's do it. Listen to this sentence. I'm going to read it word by word. I am so tired of waiting in the rain. Now let me say the sentence the way I would usually normally say it. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. And now let me go through the sentence piece by piece and explain what I did to the slow word-by-word version. First, I am becomes I'm. I'm so tired, The word of is reduced to I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired of waiting. I'm so tired of waiting. The word waiting, if you pronounce it like it's spelled, actually gains a glottal stop. So I'm saying waitin, waitin. There's a podcast back in the history of these podcasts about glottal stops. The easiest way to practice the glottal stop to get the feeling of it is to say, uh-oh, you dropped your milk. You ran your car into a tree. That's the glottal stop. At the end of you're closing up your glottis down in your throat. And that creates a glottal stop. So instead of saying waiting, like it's spelled, we say waitin', waitin'. After the wait, there's a glottal stop, and then n, waitin'. I'm waitin'. I'm so tired of waitin'. I'm so tired of waitin', waitin'. Okay, we're almost there. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. Waiting in the rain. Waiting and waiting and. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. In the rain. So the in the rain becomes in the rain. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. Let me try to say it very slowly, but with the sounds of rapid speech. I'm so tired of waiting in the rain. 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 Here's a similar sentence you can practice. I'm so tired of waiting for the bus. I'm so tired of waiting for the bus. I'm so tired of waiting for the bus. Notice for the bus. It's written for, F-O-R, but it's pronounced fur. I'm so tired of waiting for the bus. 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 And here's one final sentence, similar in construction. I'm so happy to be walking in the park. I'm so happy to be walking in the park. I'm so happy I'm so happy to be walking, walking. I'm so happy to be walking in the park. In the park. I'm so happy to be walking in the park. The change of to ta, I'm so happy to be walking, happens all the time. If you listen to native speakers of English, you will not hear, I am so happy to be walking in the park. You will hear, I'm so happy to be walking in the park, to be walking, to be walking. I'm so happy to be walking in the park. To is a word that gets changed to ta all the time. I'm going to work. Where are you going? I'm going to. I'm going to work. I'm going to sleep. Note, however, that if to, T-O, is followed by then it's pronounced to and not ta. For example, I'm going to a movie. I'm going to a dance. I'm going to a restaurant. I'm going to a museum. The moral of all this is to listen, listen, listen. Listen carefully. Don't be fooled by the written words in English. Listen to what people actually say. Listen to the sounds they actually make. That's how they're talking. That's how we're talking, we native speakers. The writing is for reading, but if you want to know how people speak and you want to sound somewhat like a native speaker, you have to imitate what we actually say. Here's a final sentence for your entertainment. I was so tired of waiting in the rain that I went to a restaurant. I was so tired of waiting in the rain that I went to a restaurant. I was so tired of waiting in the rain that I went to a restaurant. Notice this part. I was so tired of waiting in the rain. I was so tired of waiting in the rain that I went to a restaurant. I was so tired I was so tired of waiting in the rain. So the waiting in becomes wading in, wading in. I was so tired of waiting in the rain that I went to a restaurant, to a restaurant. There you go. A few sentences repeated way too slowly. And notice, there you go. There you go. If I wrote it, it would be there you go. When I say it, it's there ya. There ya. That's all for this podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay well, stay safe, and above all, keep listening.